A woman who appears in plays or movies is a...
Actress.
Your nationality is?
America.
Okay. And your race is?
White.
Okay. And what would you call people of the other major race in this country? Although I understand that there are not very many in Winston County.
Negroes.
Pardon?
Negro.
Uh-huh.
I said Negroes, if that's the way we say it.
Mm-hmm. Was that the polite term when you were growing up?
No. Yes, it was polite, but everybody called them niggers when I grew up.
Mm-hmm. Now, is nigger derogatory?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything any worse than nigger?
No.
As an insult?
No.
Okay. What do they prefer to be called?
Negro.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a child that was born of a racially mixed marriage?
I wouldn't say half-breed, but I can't think of another word right now.
Do you know the term mulatto?
No.
Okay. Do you know the term high yellow?
Yes.
What would that mean?
That means part white and black.
How do you say that?
High yellow.
Okay. And what would you call the man you work for?
Your boss.
All right.
Your employer.
Would it be any different? Would a black man call his employer anything other than?
Boss or employer.
Mm-hmm. Would he ever say captain or cap or master?
I don't think so anymore.
Okay. Did he ever?
Yes.
Did they ever?
Yes, they did. When I was growing up.
What did they say?
They say boss most of the time.
Well, what did they say?
When I was growing mm-hmm. up, they say master.
Really?
Massa.
Mm-hmm. That recently?
Uh-huh.
Gee. Now, I always think of that as being associated with
no, it wasn't
pre-Civil War.
But see, we've never had too many here.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So we never had any trouble or anything.
That's interesting. What would you call white people who are not well off and who don't even try to
bet? White trash.
Do you know what blacks would call them?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What would you call people that live way off in the country and know nothing about town ways?
I don't know.
Well, do you know if a man from the country came to town, what would he call himself? He might say, "I'm just a
country."
Okay. How about somebody from the mountains? He's a just not from a town, but
I don't know.
Okay. Do you know the term Hoosier?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Major from Indiana.
Okay. How about the term cracker?
Georgia.
All right. Is either one of those insulting?
I think Georgia cracker was.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean? I mean, do you just insult anybody from Georgia, or do you have to be a certain type of person?
I think you'd have to be a certain type.
Do you know what type?
No.
How about the term redneck?
That's an insult.
What is a redneck?
Country.
Mm-hmm. How do you say that?
Country.
No, not that one.
Redneck.
Okay. If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you the time, you would say, well, it's not quite midnight, but it's
near.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't quite fall, you'd say, I slipped and I blank fell.
Nearly fell.
All right. If somebody's waiting for you to get ready, he yells, hey, will you be ready soon? You say, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Mm-hmm. And you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance. So you say, how
many miles?
Or how blank is it?
How far is it?
Mm-hmm. And if you're pointing to something nearby and trying to get my attention, you'd say to me,
there it is.
Okay. Or you want me to turn around, so you say,
turn around.
Or
look over here.
Yeah, good. And if you want to know how many times, you say, how blank do you do that?
How many times?
Or how
often.
Mm-hmm. And then this is point parts of the body, which will go very fast. I'll just point. This part of your head is your
body.
Mm-hmm. And this stuff is your
hair.
And a man would have a
tie.
On
beard.
His, yeah. And this is your
ear.
Which one?
That's your left
one. Left what?
Ear.
Say it together.
This is your left ear.
And this is your?
This is your right ear.
Yeah. And this is your?
This is your mouth.
And this whole thing is your?
This is your neck.
And the front part, you swallow through your?
This is your throat.
Uh-huh. And what is that part that sticks out?